720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve's here. Mary, Kevin. I know Mary was a Girl Scout. I was a Girl Scout. I thought it was quite an event when I was able to sell 100 boxes because back then you had to go door to door. Now I see what a weak attempt that was because we're about ready to meet Bristol Schustrom. Bristol is 12 years old. She lives in Gardner, Illinois. And Bristol, tell everyone how many Girl Scout cookies you've sold. How many boxes?
100,000.
Wow. That's amazing. How are you today?
Good.
So I read, Bristol, that there are 1,348 people who live in your town. Your town is in Grundy County. And I did the math. And if you were to sell everybody in your town, you would have to sell them 74 boxes of cookies, each and every person in your town. So how are you doing it? What's your secret? How do you sell 100,000 boxes of cookies?
Well, I just go out every day during the week after school and 24 hours on the weekend.
So you put in like 40 hours a week selling cookies?
Probably about 44, maybe.
Wow. And why? What's your motivation? That's a lot of work.
Probably getting to donate cookies to Hometown Heroes.
So are you encouraging a lot of people to make that donation? Because I know when I bought Girl Scout cookies this year, there was an option that I could choose to have them sent to a nonprofit organization or maybe the troops or something like that. And then I don't have to eat them, which is good for me. I love them. I overeat them, but even better for people who receive them. So is that how you're selling so many cookies? Are people donating them?
People are donating.
And I read that you said you wanted to make the world a better place. Tell me about that.
So basically, by making the world a better place, I'm saying like helping heroes and helping people who are in need. Like Hometown Heroes, I love helping them because they do so much to protect us, and sometimes they need our help too. That's why me and my troop have sponsored 2 veterans to get 2 service dogs, and that's why I hand deliver cookies to Hometown Heroes across 7 counties. My dad's a veteran, so.
Yeah, I figured you had to have somebody in your family who was a vet and you saw the need. Getting service dogs is such a huge undertaking. They're so expensive. What a lovely thing. So have you thought about your future, like what you want to do? You seem like such a good-hearted human being, and you do so much for vets and first responders. What do you think you want to do once you get into high school or beyond?
Probably a police officer, a firefighter, veterinarian, or YouTuber, or all of them combined.
That sounds wonderful. What's your favorite cookie, by the way?
Tagalongs, definitely.
Yeah, the chocolate ones with the peanut butter on the top, right? I don't think there's a better cookie than that one. That's absolutely the best cookie. I think since you've sold 100,000 boxes of cookies, your face should be on the cover of a tagalong box. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
I think that'd be great.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't know how they do that either, but I think if anyone deserves to be there, it's certainly you. That would be fantastic. Anybody in your troop come even close to that?
Probably the highest seller would be Lily. She sells, like, I believe last year or this year, she sold 5,000 boxes.
Wow. And so your mom and dad, they must be a big help in this effort, right?
Yes.
Is there ever a point where your garage is filled with stacks and stacks of cookies?
Yep.
I bet.
Almost every day.
I bet. And are cookie sales coming to an end, or when does it end this year?
Last day you can buy is March 24th.
Okay. So you've got a couple more days.
29th.
March 29th. Do you have an online account, too?
Yes, but I don't know the name. Hold on.
Oh, it's bit.ly/ Bristol's cookie sale.
Yeah, it's really hard. I know they make those URL line. They just make it difficult, but Bristol's cookie sales, that's what you need to know, right?
Yeah, just cookie sale. Just no S at the end.
Awesome. And are you having fun doing it, Bristol?
Yes.
How many years has it taken you to sell 100,000 boxes?
7 years.
That's pretty impressive. What you're doing is absolutely amazing, and I just wanted to get you on the radio and applaud your efforts. I was a Girl Scout, and I think, you know, back in my day, selling 100 boxes was something really big. Selling 100,000 is unimaginable to me. So Thank you so much for doing that. Is there a Girl Scout pledge? I want to hear if it's the same as it was when I was a Girl Scout. Do you know it?
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Is that a rooster? Is that a rooster right here in the background? Do you live on a farm?
Yeah.
No, I love that.
We have chickens and ducks.
The rooster crowed right on cue. Well, nice to meet you, Bristol. Keep up the good work, yep. And you are making the world a better place, and for that, we appreciate you. See you later.
Lisa Dent, WGN.